what the results have been. We did not get any response from the research that has been done on fish that has been transferred or research that have been done. I support the project. I support my descendants. I want to see that they are okay. When there was a spill here, the water changed, and there was not as much water. We'll have enough water. And there, the lake is drained from different lakes or waters. If it will be monitored and protected. I hear that they are not well protected and monitored, and I have been heard that barges will be fine. Will they be monitored, and as in today the fish and wildlife are caribou are different now. We have to speed up, but we also have to have answers. When I was a member of the Hamlet Council, I have heard these issues before, and we still hear these same issues. And so I would like to see what the I had heard that the road was going to be built in 3 years ago. We have to look out for our young people. I would like to see what is slowing down the project. I'm not sure if I am clear with my comments. Maybe some people have seen that I have made comments to speed up the project, and I was not involved in going to see the project. When will the transfer of fish be? Worked on. I will stop here for now, and I'll speak tomorrow.
Want me to go there?
A lot of questions, and I'll try to do my best to remember what was said and to respond to them. To date, we have not moved any fish yet. That is something we need permission to do. It is our intent to do the first fish movement if we get our licenses this summer. It would start after July 1st, sometime in July and August. We would be moving those fish. And we would have to do another program again in 2009 and again in 2010 for the different bodies of water. So to date, we haven't done any fish. And so we don't have any monitoring data to show what's happened with moving fish because we haven't done it yet. With respect to monitoring of water, part of this process we're doing with the Water Board, and we spent a lot of discussion, a lot of time, and there are plans within the process to ensure that the license we get will have a good monitoring program in it. It will have an extensive monitoring program to look after all pieces of the project that have an impact on water. And those will be a requirement for the company to do that. And the information that comes from that monitoring will go to the Water Board, and it will be made into the public domain at that point so that everybody can look at that information so that it's publicly there. As well, because the Kivalliq Inuit Association owns that land, in their negotiations with us, They too have the same kind of concerns that you have expressed about the effects on the water and the land. And so they too have, in this compensation arrangement, ensured that monies are being provided for them to also do some monitoring to ensure that we are doing appropriate, that we aren't, that what we said was going to happen is what's happening. And so that if we're not, if harm is occurring, we can stop and make change to stop that harm occurring. With respect to the process, we are trying to move the project forward as fast as we can. We hope that that we are near the end, that this is this summer we will actually see the start of construction, but we have to go through the process that's in front of us. It has to involve all people and all involvement so that all of people's concerns are put on the table and addressed. And we are following that process to get into production as soon as we can.
Thank you.
Any more comments? I'll ask you a question.
Ask in English first and in Inuktitut. Water licensing. If water licensing is a strong issue, what would happen if one of the tailings ponds or any lakes or any little streams be contaminated? What are the percentage of the cost of the water licensing? Would that water licensing be changed to a different number, or is it going to be the same? Thank you.
My question was, if there are going to be any damage, it regards to the same question I had earlier. Is there going to be any changes made?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's a good question to ask. A lot of discussion around water licensing is looking at making sure that the facilities that are built, the systems that are put in place, we do as much as possible to make sure that those accidents don't occur by thinking about what can happen now and making sure we've got plans to address it. And I think you had specific concern about what would happen, say, if the tailings escaped. In this case, if our tailings were to escape, they would actually flow, as you can see, they're right on the edge of the open pit. They would actually flow into the open pit. That was one of the reasons for wanting to put the tailings as close as they are, so that we would be able to keep the contamination from exiting the site and going off-site. The water board itself contains stringent conditions that we have to live with. It doesn't address compensation for a harm that was done. That is a subject that comes elsewhere under the legislation and also through the compensation agreements. But the water license works to prevent that happening, monitoring that it happens, and puts all of its focus on prevention rather than focusing on what we will do if it happens. So we're spending our efforts trying to make sure that we think of all the potential things that can go wrong and put in place the things to stop those from causing the damage that could go off the site.
Thank you.
Any more comment? Coming up to our residents, you have an opportunity. I have a very short question or comment here. My elder had said, commented that once the fish is being removed, and are the elders going to be included in monitoring the fish habitat? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The purpose of our meeting tomorrow was to try and engaged through the Hunter Trappers organization. Excuse me.